Goodman, Democracy Now! Civil society groups are extremely frustrated here. President Obama, in his first speech after he was elected, said that he didn't want our children to live in an America that isn't threatened by the destructive power of a warming planet. Yesterday, a number of civil society groups held a news conference, and they said at that news conference, Kumi Naidu of Greenpeace International said, Todd Stern and Jonathan Pershing have come to Doha with their needles stuck in the groove of obstructing the UN process and art they have perfected. And he said that it is disrespectful of President Obama to inflict on us two negative negotiators who act as if the comments he made after his election were never made. Obama should pick up the phone and tell his delegates to follow his lead or alternatively call them back to Washington. That's what Kumi Naidu said. Jonathan Pershing, are you following President Obama's wishes? And how do you respond to civil society groups who are saying that the U.S. is the lead obstructor to any kind of negotiated deal here in Doha?
I have no comment on the first part of that. On the second piece, I think the United States' role is very much one of engaging actively and constructively in the discussion. We are one of the significant contributors to the intellectual thinking in the process. We have been. We will continue to try to do that. It doesn't mean that we will agree with everyone on everything. This is, after all, a negotiation. We're looking to participate in an outcome that will lead to a reduction in global greenhouse gas emissions. We're looking at an outcome that will be acceptable to all parties. We're looking at an outcome that will be effective in the time frame that we've set for ourselves to move forward.